All right, we're hungry. So what do we do? It's right, your country now. 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard. Greater Findlay Restaurant Week is happening. Danielle Wilkin in from visitfindlay.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our question, Danielle, is something that was a big deal, that is a big deal today, that was harmless like 30 years ago. So
yeah,
think of anything like proms or
yeah,
anything.
We were talking earlier about prom. I think it has to be a promposal. I'm still a little bit upset. My husband, my now husband, never promposed to me. So I'm offended.
I know. It's such a big deal. Wasn't there somebody here in Findlay, was it last year? I don't know if it was homecoming or promposals. They had animals.
Oh, yeah.
Through the
yeah, it went viral on TikTok. I think it was, I think it was Liberty Benton.
Liberty Benton. Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
Which is actually a good segue into Restaurant Week because it was Nikki Gillig's son. So from Gillig Winery, who's one of the restaurants on Restaurant Week. So we planned this ahead of time, right?
We're going right on the script there. Yeah. No. Awesome. So, yeah, Restaurant Week. So, yeah. Gillig Winery, a part of it. So explain Greater Findlay Restaurant Week.
Yeah, so this is our, I believe, seventh year for Restaurant Week, and it's a pretty simple concept. So basically, you can visit any of the participating locations, and you can get a three-course meal for a set price off of the Restaurant Week menu. So there's a couple of options for each course. You pick what you want to order, and then you get a really good meal at a good price.
Mm-hmm. Some great restaurants around the area and some maybe you've not heard of or always wanted to try.
Yeah.
So like Wildcat Cafe.
Yeah. Wildcat Cafe is in Vanloo. It's a great little diner there. It's great. Like home cooking. I would definitely recommend that you check it out if you haven't been. And it's only $15 a person. So you get an appetizer, an entree and a dessert for just $15. Mm-hmm.
Another great place to go if you've never been is the Bourbon Affair downtown Crawford Street.
Yeah, the Bourbon Affair is a little bit different than the other locations because they don't serve full meals. So for that one, if you have a little bit of time before or after your reservation, you can go there. You can get two drinks and an appetizer for $25, which is a nice little thing to do if you're in downtown. Because I don't think there's a better place to get a before or after drink than the Bourbon Affair. I think that's a
I would agree with
that's
you
a
there,
good
Danielle.
Spot. Yes.
Especially the smoked drinks
yes.
that they have.
Oh, yeah, those are good. I'm a mule person. I really like their mules.
Love
so,
those.
Yeah.
Love the mules. Yeah, Kentucky mules.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's some good ones. But yeah, we have 21 different locations this year. This is our biggest one since COVID. Which is good. We're kind of getting back there. We're so lucky in our community to have so many choices of restaurants that this isn't even encompass all of them. So it's kind of nice that we get to offer this and give people a chance to check out something new or return to a favorite.
It is Greater Findlay Restaurant Week through Sunday, right?
Yes, correct. Yep.
So if you're going to the Sarah Evans concert.
Yeah, there you go.
You need to go out or go out afterwards, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
if you have the energy. I'm too old now. I don't have the energy. So, yeah. Let's see. Hidden Gem, really. The Garden Grill at Hilton Garden Inn in Findlay.
That's a really good spot, too. Yeah, they have a really unique menu. They have a couple of fish options as well, so that might be a good one for Friday night. But their food is always so good. I feel like people don't really know about them as much, but that's become one of our favorite spots for breakfast.
Yeah,
it's a good one. But this is for dinner, so you can kind of give something a shot. But
One more I'll ask you about is Greenhorn.
Yeah. Where's we actually have two Bluffton restaurants because Bluffton, they're partially in Hancock County. So we adopt them. we'll take the whole village, even though part of it's only in town in Hancock County.
Right.
But Greenhorn is a vegan and vegetarian restaurant. It's wonderful. Their food looks immaculate. Every time I go in there, I'm kind of amazed by how cool it is in there. And so they have some really neat spins on what you would consider a traditional, like a traditional steak. They have a vegan spin on it, which is really neat. And then also Kira's Flipside is also in Bluffton. It's not just in Findlay. I think when people think about dining, you think of just maybe downtown as some of those spots in downtown. But we have Arlington's Jack and Doe's is participating. We mentioned Wildcat Cafe. We have the Bluffton location. So there's some really good spots to check out.
Mm-hmm. Danielle Wilkin in, and they call it Greater Findlay Restaurant Week for a reason.
Yep, exactly.
Very good. Check it all out. Go over to visitfindlay.com Restaurant Week and all the details are right there. So enjoy. Danielle, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Your country. WKXA.